Dinner Time by Daniel Smith. Dinner time, calls Mom. My brother and I stop our current activity and go to the kitchen. I look forward to the warm, home-cooked meal that has been prepared. My favorite part is always the bread. Whether it is crisp or chewy, soft or hard, there is always room for another slice of the yeasty delicacy. But there is a real adventure during the course of the meal, the conversation. Every dinner, we come together and talk, every day, almost without fail. We talk about current events and things of that sort. And since my mom and dad were in college in the 70s, we talk about how cheap some things used to be, like gasoline, or about Bruce Springsteen. Many of our dinners have hostility, where someone always gets up to get more food or a glass of water during someone's story. Sometimes people are interrupted. After any of these two events, the speaker just says forget it to punish everyone else at the table. It takes a lot of begging to get the speaker to continue. No matter what happens, there are always the sounds of forks screeching on the plate or people gulping their water down their throat. For a while, I wondered why we always ate together. It's no tradition for my parents, at least on my mom's side of the family. As a child, my mom would just eat dinner with her brother, my uncle, and watch the TV. Whatever the reason, eating with my family is something I have always taken for granted. Sometimes I feel like I'm looked over too much by my parents compared to some people in my class who rarely eat their families. But without those meals together, I may not be who I am today. We wouldn't want that.
Yeah, so you have any homework?
Yeah, we already had homework.
The young population. Yeah.